You're tuned to us from Burns Lake at 99.1 FM. And that's where a woman has given makeovers and photo shoots to women who couldn't afford it on their own. She's just a few supplies short of getting those portraits printed and framed. Shannon Alec is co-creator of Hanzu Makeovers, and she joins me this morning from Burns Lake. Hi, Shannon.
Hi there.
Let's talk a little bit about this program, giving makeovers and photo shoots to women who can't afford it on their own. How did you get inspired by this idea?
I was in poverty, living off of welfare, and my rent was like $600. I got $610 from the ministry, and this one day, somebody told me about St. Michael's Church in Prince George, and they said that they give free makeovers, and they did my makeup, my hair, and they took a photo shoot of me, and I felt so good, and I just moved back home to Burns Lake, and I thought, why not do it for everybody here? And it was amazing.
So this took place on Saturday. Who came through to do this?
Lots of people, mothers, single people, little young kids like 12 and babies, moms with their babies, all sorts of people. And they were just like so pleased, and they thought that they had to pay me, and I'm like, no, it's free.
And what was their reaction when they found out it was free?
Like, oh, where do I sign up?
Huh. Tell me a little bit about the transformations that you saw among these women, not necessarily physically, but internally, from before their makeover to after the makeup was put on and the photos taken.
They were really, like, shy, and they were, like, kind of just anticipating to wait to see what they would look like, and they're very sweet and just down to earth. And then when they took the pictures and they saw the picture after they were done, they were just shocked, like, wow, that's me. Mm-hmm. And the mothers, oh my God, the mothers were just like blown away by their daughters. This one mother left her daughter with us, and she had to go and do some errands, and then she came back, and her eyes were just like, wow.
Was this the same feeling that you had when you experienced this in Prince George?
Yeah, they gave me my photo 6 o'clock at night. They ran from 9 to 4, like we did. And when I saw my picture, I was just like so taken, because I've never in my life got my picture taken, because I could never afford it.
Hmm. And so not only was the picture important, but what did you see in that photograph of yourself?
Pride, and I just saw a native who had made it out of poverty, and somebody who had a future.
And do you hope that the pictures of women in Burns Lake, that they will take something similar from the experience?
Yes, I could see it already, and I brought like clothes, I brought shoes, I brought makeup, nails, hair products, and Deanna Brown Nolan came and did some hairdressing experience for us. Heidi Curry did some hair for us and volunteered, and Carla Lewis took the pictures. Lots of people donated stuff. Donna Payne donated picture frames. Another Donna donated picture frames. A whole bunch of people helped. Rosalie McDonald helped and assisted, and so many people were just pleased. Like, you could see the reaction of people. Like, we were having a Christmas bazaar at our Margaret Patrick Memorial Center. They let us have a table for free. Mm. And the public library printed pictures. Northern House, James Hagerstone printed photo posters for us. And the newspaper printed it in the newspaper. And they did the same thing what you're doing with me, like interviewing me. When the newspaper found out, they were like, "How? Why did you want to do this?"
And what did you say?
I was like, I want to pay it forward. I now have a job. I am now out of poverty, and I'm happy. And I just thought, I want to pay it forward. I want to do what St. Michael's Church did for me, for everybody in Burns Lake. And
if I can interrupt you, when you went to St. Michael's and had this done, you described your feelings of confidence and pride. How are you feeling about yourself after pulling off an event like this for the women in Burns Lake?
I feel amazing. Our photographer Carla Lewis created Hunzu makeovers on Facebook, and Hunzu means beautiful in our language. Mm. And the pictures on there, like she just fixed all of them up, and man, I'm just so proud that she was able to help us do that. And I thought, like, wow, this is insane. And now I posted another blog on Facebook, and I'm asking for clothing, makeup, eyelashes, hair products, shoes, anything to help do makeovers, extensions, hair extensions. And I want to keep doing this. We want to actually try to do a fashion shoot for anybody in Burns Lake and dress people up. We want to also do an Aboriginal photo shoot with people on the land and why it's important for us to get back to our roots on the land and to get back into hunting and picking berries and doing all sorts of things and get all the youth involved, because so many people are like into the media and all the stuff on the internet, and there's like so much need for our cultural to get back into our hearts and just to get back into that lifestyle.
Well, it's inspiring to hear the pride and inspiration, Shannon. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much for the interview, and good luck to all of you as well. And much love and hugs to everybody. And good morning, Burns Lake.
All right. Thank you so much, Shannon. I hope we get to talk with you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hunzu Makeovers co-creator Shannon Alex saying good morning to Burns Lake. She's given makeovers and photo shoots to women in her community, and she has many more plans to change lives for women and the community there. We'd like to hear from you about a time that someone gave you a gift that changed your worldview.